Hi, folks. We want to welcome you to our adult Sunday school time here at the Kerwinsville Christian Church. And we are in the midst of our survey of the Old Testament. And we are in that section of the Old Testament, which we will have entitled The Return to the Land, looking at Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And actually, we're in the last lesson today. We're in lesson 11, where we're going to focus on the concluding chapters of Esther as we end the story, the narrative, as the writer presents it to us. Now, if you remember, last week we concluded chapter 7 with the execution of Haman. Remember Haman, because of his irritation and offense towards Mordecai, had a decree given in the signet authorizing it by the king's signet ring that all the Jews throughout the Medo-Persian Empire were to be killed. Of course, Esther intervenes, and of course, Haman ends up dead. Now, we're going to come to chapter 8. Now, here's the problem. The problem is that although Haman is dead, the king's decree is still in effect. So basically, the Jews are still threatened. They're still in danger of being killed on a specific date that Haman had set throughout the empire. So that's what we're going to be looking at today, is actually the deliverance of the Jews. Okay? The deliverance of the Jews. So let's get right into it. Okay? So let's start with chapter 8. We're going to look at the second proclamation. So there has to be another proclamation. All right, so here's what I want you to see. On the day that Haman was executed, Xerxes I gave Esther the house of Haman. Now, this was a custom in the ancient days that when your enemy was defeated, you, who was the offending party or the one who was victorious, you would take their house. Now, what does that mean, their house? You would take all that they owned, all their lands, all their treasuries, all their assets would belong to you. And Xerxes could do that because he's the ultimate authority. He's the absolute monarch in the empire. He gives it to Queen Esther. All right? So he gives Haman's house to Esther. Not just a house, but the estate, everything. Now, Mordecai was brought before the king because Esther told the king that they were family. So the text is making it very clear now that at this point, Esther has revealed her nationality, that is her people group, that is she's Jewish. She's also now basically pointing out to the king who her family is. And of course, that's Mordecai. Now, obviously we see that Mordecai is elevated. What does that mean? Well, the king gave Mordecai